All right, speaking with Paul Fessler at Blackhawk College, you've had some great success with this program. Paul, why don't you first up kind of give us the history of it and the success of it?
Well, for the past 7 or 8 years, we have been getting people ready to become apprentices in the building trades, and it's a three-month class that teaches you things in the classroom and gets you out rolling up your sleeves to do work out in construction projects.
And tell us about kind of the latest opportunity. There is an orientation session, and just take us through the process of how it works.
Yeah, well, we have a class that begins August the 9th, and in order to register for that, you need to register for an orientation session where we spend about an hour telling you about what HCCTP does. You get to take a basic math and reading test, and we do interviews and select some students for the next class.
And then detail kind of the class, how that works, and the different subjects that are involved, and how it gets you the applicant prepared.
Yeah, well, we have Highway in the title, Highway Construction Careers Training Program, but we are really aiming to get people into any of the building trades. I mean, we've just recently had several people get into the electrical workers, for instance, and people have become plumbers, so it's not all highway, but quite a number of people do get into highway. We will teach some math that people need for the tests in order to qualify for some of these trades. We will cover something called life skills, kind of just basic communication and that sort of thing, blueprint reading, welding, OSHA, 10-hour OSHA, so you learn some safety on the job, and several other subjects. Then we get people out, like you said, and you're doing some real projects. We always do concrete work, some carpentry work, two or three other different things. Usually we're working in parks here at the Blackhawk campus and other places in the community.
And then I'm assuming by the time that the kids are ready to are adults that are ready to complete the program, normally they probably have a job opportunity lined up already. Is that, does the history kind of prove that?
Well, over half of our people in recent classes are getting in as apprentices. Of course, not everybody chooses to continue that path, although, you know, I really highly encourage it. So those who do follow up will get an opportunity. You know, if you're picking one particular trade, you might have to wait longer than someone who has three or four, you know, that would be possibilities for them. I got to say, this spring has been booming. So out of my class of 8 students, 3 are already picked up as apprentices, and we're not even done yet. I actually expect 3 or 4 more to get picked up in the next 2 weeks. So it looks like construction is booming. The opportunities are really out there.
And I assume this is perfect for any age demographic. I mean, that's the type of program this is?
Yeah. So we're aiming for a diverse group of students, so try to bring in some people who may not have had an opportunity in the building trades, and that includes women, it includes minorities, and people of a variety of ages. So I'll have someone usually 18 years old in a class, and people as old as late 40s, you know, 50 years old. I had someone, I think it was 51, who started in as an apprentice.